Throughout the scriptures, there's a reoccurring phrase that I believe is real important to us in this season. And the statement is this: if I have found favor, if I have found favor, can you say that? If I have found favor, say it again. If I have found favor. I think it's an interesting statement because what it's indicating is favor isn't easily seen initially. It's not easily seen initially. Matter of fact, sometimes you don't know whether the favor is there or not until you're in the moment. So it's, if I have found favor, if I have found favor. Last week I shared from this thought, and I want to share from it just some more today. Finding favor. Finding favor. Finding favor. On last week, I shared a statement concerning favor that I believe the Holy Spirit gave me for our teaching. This is not a Merriam-Webster dictionary version. This is the Holy Ghost version. Okay? Favor. Unmerited kindness and goodness shown to one through various gestures, gifts, and acts that are evidenced in uncommon promotions, advantages, opportunities, prosperity, resources, and increase. Amen. So let me say that again. It's on the screen. You can see it up there. And sometimes people take pictures of them just so that they have them if you're not taking notes. Favor. Unmerited kindness and goodness shown to one through various gestures, gifts, and acts that are evidenced in uncommon promotions, advantages, opportunities, prosperity, resources, and increase. Favor. I'm talking about finding favor. In one commentary I read, it said this concerning favor. It said, looking kindly upon someone or treating someone with special regard. Scripture stresses the kindness and graciousness of God and Jesus Christ, which is not the result of human merit or achievement. There is the favor of God. You and I live in the favor of God. We live in the favor of God. In Proverbs 8 and verse 35, it says, he who finds me, meaning God, finds life and obtains favor from the Lord. He who finds me finds life and obtains favor from the Lord. Psalms 30 verse 5 says, for his anger is but for a moment. His favor is for a lifetime. I like that. His anger is but for a moment. His favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may last for the night, but a shout of joy comes in the morning. It's morning, y'all. It's morning, y'all. This right about now is a good time to lift up a shout. It's still morning. It's 11:45. We ain't going into afternoon yet. But a shout of joy comes in the morning. His anger is but for a moment. His favor is for a lifetime. Favor, unmerited kindness and goodness shown to one through various gestures, gifts, and acts that are evidenced in uncommon promotions, advantages, opportunities, prosperity, resources, and increase. In Proverbs 3:1-6, it says this, my son, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and years of life and peace they will add to you. Do not let kindness and truth leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. So you will find favor and good repute in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. It says, do not let kindness and truth leave, but bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart, so you will find favor and good repute in the sight of God and man. You see that connection right there? Do not forget my teachings, but let your heart keep my commandments, meaning my word. For length of days and years of life and peace, they will add to you. Do not let your kindness and truth leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. So you will find favor and good repute in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Our favor is connected to the word. Our favor is connected to keeping the word, holding the word, stewarding the word, living out the word. Amen. One of the challenges, again, is sometimes we just don't know that favor is there till we're in the time of favor. Till we're in the moment of favor. Now, when the word says what it says here concerning favor, that his favor is for a lifetime, then that helps us to know that there is favor all around. You know, we sang the song, one more hallelujah, one more praise the Lord, one more thank you, Jesus, will be my tipping point. Then we say, I know the favor of the Lord is all around me. And I could feel it in the air, the awesome possibilities that one more praise might lead to my next breakthrough. His overflowing blessings overtaking me. One more hallelujah, one more praise the Lord, one more thank you, Jesus, will be my tipping point. Some years ago, the Lord spoke this statement to me when I was meeting with someone who had an opportunity before them, but they were wavering back and forth and going back to something that I say quite often, and that is, we like to make uncertain things certain. Meaning that when we don't know quite how it's all going to fit together, if we're not careful, we'll settle for something a whole lot less because it's now certain. And the challenge with that can be that you don't know that favor is waiting for you. That favor has already set the stage for him. I'm talking about finding favor. So I said to this particular individual, I said, don't forfeit the favor of God on your life because you can't see how it all fits together. How many of you believe you walk in the favor of God? How many of you really believe you walk in the favor of God? Come on, say, I walk in the favor of God. Some years ago, my pastor, Bishop Joseph Garlington, was sharing a story of being on a ministry trip at a church, never been there before, somewhere down south, wonderful congregation. And he was in the office with the family, and the pastor was bringing him his honorarium, and the daughter, his young daughter, child, came with him. And Bishop says, well, hi, how are you? She says, I am wonderfully well, blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Just like that. I am wonderfully well, blessed and highly favored of the Lord. And Bishop's thinking to himself, oh, isn't that cute? Because in his mind, he's like, what does she know about? He's thinking that. So the pastor, you know, gives him the honorarium. And the pastor, you know, wanted to, you know, make sure the bishop was blessed and said, you know, hey, you know, I just want you to look at it and make sure we're okay. So he looked at it. He said he looked at that check and looked at the little girl and said, now, what was that you just said? Because he's saying there's a connection. There's something about not only recognizing, but acknowledging. I am wonderfully well, blessed, and highly favored of the Lord. I am wonderfully well, blessed, and highly favored of the Lord. I am wonderfully well, blessed, and highly favored of the Lord. I am wonderfully well, blessed, and highly favored of the Lord. I am wonderfully well, blessed, and highly favored of the Lord. I am wonderfully well, blessed, and highly favored of the Lord. I am wonderfully well, blessed, and highly favored of the Lord. Now, you have to be able to say that no matter what your conditions look like. Because what you're speaking is beyond your situation, particularly if your situation doesn't line up with where you would like it to be or ultimately where it's going to be. You've got to be able to speak that level of faith. See, there was a connection that Bishop Garlinson made in understanding, okay, she had to learn that from her parents. She had to learn that from some adults. I am wonderfully well, blessed, and highly favored of the Lord. He looked at that check and realized this was one of the biggest honorariums he'd ever seen in his life. I need to be saying, I am wonderfully well, blessed, and highly favored of the Lord. Now, you have to know this. The enemy will do everything he can to silence your voice, more particularly, silence your praise. And that's why you have to have a place, you have to have a want to in you to praise God. You've got to have an attitude that says, I'm going to praise God no matter what. And if you can just fix your mouth to say as often as possible when someone says, how are you doing? I'm wonderfully well, blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Sometimes Pastor Maurice and I are talking and she comes, you know, she gets home from work, I get in, how you doing? She'll usually say, I'm good. I'll say, I'm okay. She said, well, one day maybe we'll get a good out of you. Well, now she's going to get... I'm wonderfully well, blessed and highly favored of the Lord. What are we fixing for dinner? I'm wonderfully well, blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Say it. I want to tell you something. I'm just kind of, I'm going off my notes right now, but this is Holy Ghost. See, this is where we can miss it oftentimes because many of us, we're quick to want to hear a motivational speaker. I mean, I'm a motivational speaker. But you know how you like to hear the motivational speakers that you think they just have such a level of success and they're telling you what to say and what to confess and you're going right with them. Why is it that the people of God who have the words of life, not just great stuff to say, but the words of life. And an understanding that the word says life and death, death and life is in the power of the tongue. Your words create constructs. You want to change some things in your world? Every morning you get up, you say, I am wonderfully well, blessed, and highly favored of the Lord. As you go throughout your day, keep telling yourself that. And I'm speaking prophetically now. If you do that for the next 30 days, you're going to see something shift. Right about, right after that, if not in the midst of that. There is something about finding favor, but first you have to believe that favor is in operation. Last week I shared with us just some different individuals who found favor with God. Noah found favor with God. But the other thing that you have to recognize is this, hear me now, favor often comes at a price. Yes, sir. Favor often comes at a price. Even when you begin to walk in it, you have to recognize that you may deal with some jealousy. You may deal with some envious people. You may deal with some that are vindictive. I'm going to look at a particular passage here in a moment concerning that. But you have to know that it comes with a price. Noah found favor with God, but you have to know that brother was ridiculed. You have to know that when word came to him to build an ark, because it's going to rain, and it had never rained, but the favor of God was on him, can you imagine all the people who said he's out of his mind until that first drop of rain? So you have to know that oftentimes there comes a price with the favor. Walking in favor, finding favor often comes at a price. The scripture shows how that Abel found favor with God. His brother killed him. That's why we need the favor operating and we need the grace operating. Now, some will interchange those, favor and grace being the same, but they're not exactly the same. I said this on last week, and it bears mentioning again, particularly for this audience. Let me tell you why. I observe, I look, I watch, I listen. And you know what I see in this season? I see that God is beginning to raise up women in the body of Christ in this season. That's why when I look out, there's more women here than men right now. And there's something to be said about that. So to all you sisters in the house, God bless you. I speak blessings on you. I speak prosperity on you. I speak increase on you. And I declare whatever has been in your life to try to destroy your life and keep you from walking in the fullness of what God has for you, I break it right now in the name of Jesus. And I declare the favor of God on you. I declare the favor of God on you. I declare the favor of God on you. I declare the favor, lift your hands. I declare the favor of God on you right now. I declare the favor of God on you right now. I declare the favor of God on you right now. I come against discouragement right now. I come against depression right now. I come against despondency and despair right now. And I declare, hear me when I tell you, you're going to hear more and more and more of God raising up individual women to the forefront. And some of you under the sound of my voice listening by way of Facebook, and those of you in this room, get ready for the favor to be manifested in your life. Get ready, get ready. As I read through the scriptures and I was reading through this message on favor, I went back and looked at Exodus chapter 3 again. And this is what God says. I will grant this people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. And it shall be that when they go out, you will not go out empty-handed. But you know what he said? He said, every woman will ask her neighbor. I want to tell you that favor, hear me now, that favor he placed on the women. All the women will go to the houses and ask the other women for their stuff. He says, and when you will leave with everything. You will leave with everything. I'm talking about finding favor. And I'm speaking to those of you in this room right now. And God says, there is favor that I've placed on your life. You just need to receive it. And you need to walk in it and quit it doubting my intentions for you. Quit doubting my love for you. Quit doubting what I have in store for you. Favor is waiting. Thank you, Lord. Nehemiah in chapter 2, it says that Nehemiah goes before the king and says, if I have found favor, if I have found favor, is there any favor in the room? Have I served you to the degree that you would be favorable towards me? See, you have to understand that there are some things that come with favor operating in your life. Favor doesn't just show up. Now, favor is there, but favor doesn't always show up. The scriptures even speak to the fact that favor was operating in Jesus' life. In Luke 2, verse 40, it says, the child, Jesus, continued to grow and become strong, increasing in wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. The favor of God was upon him. The favor of God is upon me. Come on, can you say that? The favor of God is upon me. That's why people will come up and just talk to me. That's why people will just come up and hand me checks. That's why people will just come up to me and say, there's just something about you. Well, it's the favor of God. It's the favor of God. It's the favor of God. In Luke 2, verse 52, it says, Jesus kept increasing in wisdom, stature, and in the favor of in favor with God and man. Jesus kept increasing in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. See, there should be a increase evidenced in your life of the favor of God on your life. Meaning that you can see the favor of God in small things that begin to exponentially get bigger as you steward the favor. You hear me talk about stewarding the presence of God, stewarding the favor of God. And when you steward the favor of God, not take advantage of the favor of God, he will bring increase to your life that allows you to be able to accomplish more, see more, be used more in his kingdom and for the world at large. And so one of the things that I've found, and I've sat down in my prayer time and just talking to the Lord, and I just see how favor has continued to mount up, how favor has continued to show up. Starting out in small ways, but later on in different ways, And the whole thing, hear me now, one of the keys to favor, finding favor, and favor showing up in your life is integrity. Because when you can operate in integrity and be one of good character in the small things, it allows favor to be manifested in the larger things. Now, I'm talking about how God has a way of giving opportunity, and you and I make a choice what we do with that opportunity. And how we handle the opportunities that come our way will then speak to what comes later. I'm talking now about favor and finding favor, where you can sit down and talk with someone and the because of the favor of God on your life, they want to help you. They want to do something for you, not even what you're asking. It's like when I don't know why I'm doing this, or I don't know why they did that. They've never done that for anybody. It's the favor. It's the favor of God. It's the favor of God. Unmerited kindness and goodness shown to one through various gestures, gifts, and acts that are evidenced in uncommon promotions, advantages, opportunities, prosperity, resources, and increase. So over the years, going all the way back to coming out of high school, I've had numerous cars given to me. Just given to me. Title in hand, given to me. All the way up to where we lived in Shippensburg, Pennsylvania. And since being here. And I'm not talking about fixer-uppers. The last two cars that were given to me were Mercedes. Now, I'm not stuck on the stuff, but what I am acknowledging is the favor of God. I'm acknowledging the favor of God. I'm acknowledging the favor of God. I'm acknowledging the favor of God. We would not be here in this building if it was not for the favor of God. Favor has a way of finding you before you find him, before you find favor. Because favor really is everywhere. But we have to be able to steward the favor, not flaunt it. It's in Genesis. Around Genesis 37 or so, you can find it. I'm just picking up in the middle of it. It's the story of Joseph. Joseph has his brothers. And Joseph has favor all over him. I mean, he just has favor all up and down. And his father had made him a coat of many colors. And he's just, he's it. And he's feeling it. He has a dream. And in the dream, he's excited about the dream. So he shares it with his brothers. They don't like the dream. He has another dream. Shares that. They said, look, we got to do something with him. So they decide they're going to kill him. But God intervenes. Favor intervenes. So instead of killing him, you know the story, they put him in the pit. They put him in the pit. When they put him in the pit, a caravan comes by and they get him out and they sell him. The brothers sold him into slavery. He finds himself in Potiphar's house. We When you are able to accept and recognize the favor of God is on your life, that favor will show up everywhere you go. That favor will show up everywhere you go. Last week I was telling you the story of the job that I had interviewed for at when I worked for Children's Services, and I shared how that when I went in for that interview, one of the three that was doing the interview happened to be a pastor whose son was my best friend, and so we grew up together. And when I walked in that room, I knew I had the job. Because why? Favor was sitting on the other side of the table in the person of Harold Turner. And I worked that job. And remember I shared with you how that I was in a union meeting, and I was speaking up in the meeting, asking some questions, and the lady who was from the union, who was heading the meeting, came up to me and said, "You know what? You know, you just really seem to think things through. You know, you're really articulate. You know, hey, we got an opening for a job. Would you be interested in interviewing for it?" And I told her I would. But the other part I didn't tell you about that story was that lady said to me, she said, just like working for the Children's Services, she said, "You know, you will be interviewed by a three-person panel." She says, "Now I need you to know that you'll be interviewed by a three-person panel, but don't worry about it. I'm one of the three." Right. Yeah, I'm talking about understanding when favor is in operation. She said, "I'm one of the three, so you don't have to worry about it." Come on, say favor. Say finding favor. I'm wonderfully well, blessed, and highly favored of the Lord. What we begin to see evidence is this: God's favor on Joseph followed him everywhere. So you know how the story goes, that he is sold into slavery. He's then put in Potiphar's house. In Genesis 39, verse 1, it says this: "Now Joseph had been taken down to Egypt to Potiphar, an Egyptian officer of Pharaoh. The captain of the bodyguard brought him from the Israelites when they had taken him down there. The Lord was with Joseph." The Lord was with Joseph. Can you say, "The Lord is with me"? Come on, you have to know that. Come on, say, "God is with me." Come on, say, "God is with me." Yeah, say it with some real conviction, like, "God is with me." I don't know about you. No, I'm just. God is with me. You got to say it for yourself. Because somebody can tell you that all day long. God is with you. God is with you. God is with you. Like, yeah, okay. Okay. But you got to be able to say, "God is with me." It says the Lord was with Joseph. So he became a successful man. And he was in the house. And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. Now his master saw that the Lord was with him. The master saw that the Lord was with him. You remember how with Isaac, when God spoke to Isaac and said, "Don't go back to Egypt, stay here in the land and I will bless you." And do you remember he was blessed so much that Abimelech came to him and said, "It is evident that God is with you. It is evident that God's hand is on you. It is evident that God is blessing you." I'm telling you, this is the time for that to be the manifestation in the body of Christ. We are living so beneath the place where God has intended. People ought to be able to look at you and recognize something about you so that you can tell them about the gospel. You can tell them about the good news. And not out of a religious place or out of a place of Christianese, just everyday language that helps them to understand. People ought to be able to look at you. And I'm not talking about the way you wear your hair or the length of your skirt or your dress or any of that kind of stuff. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about his presence resting on you. You can dress up all kind of ways and still not be where you need to be. So Joseph found favor. Joseph found favor. Joseph found favor. Joseph found that there was favor in Potiphar's first house for him. So Joseph found favor in his sight and became his personal servant, and he made him overseer over his house and all that he owned, and he put him in charge of. Says, it came about that from that time he made him overseer in his house and over all he owned. The Lord blessed the Egyptian's house on account of Joseph. Favor. 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 No, we're good. It was just a pause. Thank you. Favor. Is it possible? Is it possible that your company, where you work, the job that you don't like, amen, is blessed because you're there? Is it possible? Is it possible that they're still in business because you're there? Do I have any worship team folk? Come on, come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Clap, Naima. I'm trying to pull y'all into a place to help you understand some dynamics while you praying about getting out. God said, I need you to stay right here. As long as you're here, the other 200 folk will have a job. The day you leave, it closes. Favor. Favor. Come on, say favor. Favor. Now hear me. This isn't thinking more highly of yourself than you ought. It's just recognizing what rests on your life. It's recognizing that because you are there, others can be blessed. All right. That's the revelation that Laban got. That's the revelation that Laban got. You know Laban, who took advantage of Jacob. As long as Jacob was there, Laban was blessed. And Laban knew it. That's why when Jacob decided and God said, today it ends, and Jacob said, we out of here, Laban tried to get him back. Why? Because he knew, as long as you were with me, he even said it. You see, what Laban didn't appreciate was the favor that was in operation because of who was with him. And the reason why that favor was operating for Jacob is because it operated for Isaac. And the reason why it operated for Isaac is because it operated for his daddy, Abraham. And the reason why it operates for you and I is because we are spiritual sons and daughters of Abraham. Now that's a good time to clap and just do your research and study it out. Because you see, it's out of that knowing that allows you to believe for the more, believe for the next. I didn't come here because I wanted to be in a big building. I came here because I wanted to maximize and fulfill my potential of being a kingdom citizen to help manifest the kingdom of God in the lives of the people. And because that has been my passion all of my life, and now I understand the favor that's on my life, it's happening. I'll just clap right there for myself. It's happening. Not without price. Not without price. But I watched God do some things to get us in this property that none of you know anything about. But I know it's the favor of God. I know it's the favor of God. I know it's the favor of God. And I'll never take him for granted. I'll never take it for granted. And you shouldn't either. And so you need to quit complaining about the job that you have and start praising God for the favor of God operating on your life, bringing increase to you, bringing increase to those around you. You should be the righteous standard in that place. Just say amen or oh my or ouch. It came about that from that time he made him overseer in his house and over all that he owned. The Lord blessed the Egyptian's house on account of Joseph. Can't just run past that. All right. can't just run past that. Thus, the Lord's blessings was upon all that he owned, in the house and in the field. See, that's when you go interview for the job and you don't necessarily say it to them, but you just kind of infer, I'm the person you really want here in your company. I'm the person you really want on your staff, because with me comes favor. And I can show you a few things in the Word of God as to what will happen as a result of you benefiting from the favor on my life. Now, I know that for some, it sounds like, well, he just thinks a little much of himself. Here's the reality. Here's a reality. Folk will think what they're going to think. You want to be able to think the best and the highest of yourself as you can in God. Because if you don't, others will make sure you never get past where they are. Do you understand that's what Joseph's brothers were doing? Oh, no. You're going to dream and then interpret it and say one day we're going to bow down to you. We end in this right now. You see, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, but I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And so understand this. There are times and seasons in your life where you will have to be in a place of isolation in order for God to settle in you who he's really created you to be. Because those around you don't see it, don't want to see it. And if you talk about it too much, they're going to try to silence you and shut you down and see that you never arrive in that place. Favor often comes at a price. Walking in that favor. You have to know that favor can often be accompanied by danger and hardship, pressure, persecution, pain, and tribulations. I'm going to read it again. It came about that from the time he made him overseer in his house and over all that he owned, the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house on account of Joseph. Thus the Lord's blessings was upon all that he owned in his house and in his field. So he left everything he owned in Joseph's charge. And with him there, he did not concern himself with anything except the food which he ate. So we all know that in that story, Potiphar's wife tries to seduce Joseph. Joseph doesn't go for it, so what she does is she lies on him. Says he tried to sexually assault her. And it says this in verse 19 of chapter 39. Now when his master heard the words of his wife, which she spoke to him, saying, this is what your slave did to me, his anger burned. Now look at this. So Joseph's master took him and put him into the jail, the place where the king's prisoners were confined. And he was there in jail. Now I want you to know this. I want you to see this. The favor of God is still in operation. Because what should have been done is he just should have been killed. He should have been executed. For that. But somewhere, I believe, in light of the way that Joseph carried himself, integrous in every area, that the king put him over everything except what the king ate. That the king said, you know, this just doesn't add up. It just doesn't seem to make sense. But he put him in prison. God's design. It says this, But the Lord was with Joseph. But the Lord was with Joseph. The Lord is still with Joseph. He was with him when he was at home with his daddy. He was with him when he was in the pit. He was with him at Potiphar's house. Now he's with him in prison. It says, but the Lord was with Joseph. No matter where you are, God is with you. Settle that, because it will help you find favor in the midst of every challenging situation you find yourself in. When you allow the enemy to get you to a place in your mind like God isn't with me on this, you're in trouble. It's like being in your automobile with someone riding with you, and you get on the phone like you got to call them. They're sitting right in the car with you. They're right next to you. But the Lord was with Joseph, extended kindness to him, and gave him favor in the sight of the jailer. So the earlier section that I read to you has to do with integrity. Now, this I'm talking about has to do with consistency. This has to do with consistency. Why? Because it says this: the chief jailer committed to Joseph's charge all the prisoners who were in the jail, so that whatever was done there, he was responsible for it. The chief jailer did not supervise anything under Joseph's charge, because the Lord was with him. And whatever he did, here it is again, the Lord made to prosper. So now he's in prison. Favor is operating. And at that point, what you see is his consistency. Because here's the thing: favor can be found, and favor will operate even in some of the most dire situations if you remain consistent. If you remain consistent, if you remain consistent in your attitude, a good attitude, if you remain consistent in your prayer, if you remain consistent in your worship, if you remain consistent in your praise, if you remain consistent in your word, if you remain consistent in reading the word, if you remain consistent in what God has given you to do, favor will work it out. Favor will work on your behalf. So now he goes from Potiphar's house, and now he's in prison, and it says this, that whatever he did in prison, God prospered it. I'm talking about favor. I'm talking about favor. I'm talking about favor that causes everything around you to prosper. Maybe not in the immediate, but that's why you've got to remain consistent. That's why you've got to remain consistent. And so you know how the rest of that story goes, and I'm going to pull this in for now and pick it back up next week. Still finding favor, because I want to talk about Ruth. Finding favor and how favor found her. And so Joseph's there. His attitude could have been, I don't like this. I didn't do anything. God, you know I didn't do anything, and I ain't doing anything else. Don't ask me to do one thing. You know this isn't right. Has anybody ever felt like that? Right. Come on, let's be honest. Yeah. You just feel like, this ain't right. Yeah. So I'm not doing anything. But when favor is on your life, others will see that favor, and with favor creates opportunity. I'm going back now to the favor, the Holy Spirit definition of favor. Unmerited kindness and good is shown to one through various gestures, gifts, and acts that are evidenced, hear me now, in uncommon promotions, advantages, opportunities, prosperity, resources, and increase. This is what Joseph is walking in. And so you remember how that Joseph is in prison. Now, his gift of dreams, interpretation of dreams, now comes into play. And he's interpreting a dream concerning the butler and the baker. And they're about to get out of prison. And he says this, I will interpret this dream, but when you get out, he says, I need you to tell Pharaoh, I don't belong here. I'm not supposed to be in here. He interprets the dream. Basically, the dream went like this. Well, the baker's going to die. The butler's going to be restored to his position. It's a cupbearer role. And he says, remember me when you get out. So they get out. It happens exactly the way he said. Except that he's not remembered. And he's not remembered for 2 years. So that's a good time to be salty. I told him, brothers, but he only could tell one brother because he knew what was happening to one. I told him to remember me. Didn't remember. But then the king has a dream. And it's very disturbing. And then the guy says, wait a minute. I know a guy in prison that interpreted my dream, and it happened exactly the way he said it. And if you're familiar with that story, that's what gets Joseph out of prison and causes him to be established in a place of authority. But I want you to understand this dynamic about it. Even in the 2 years that he was forgotten, he never stopped serving faithfully. He never stopped serving faithfully. Even while in prison, he allowed the gifts that God had given him to still be exercised. What am I saying to us? Even when the situation is not what you want it to be, that's not the time. That's not the time to just sit down and stop what you're doing. Because when you do that, favor goes dormant. Favor goes dormant. I believe that God is bringing this message to us right now because he wants us to understand not only has favor always been there, but now favor is coming in a greater measure now on the church, in the church. And the question will be, will you find favor? Will you allow God to move in your life that moves you into situations, that moves you into opportunities where it doesn't appear that it is favorable. But the only reason, hear me now, the only reason it appears to not be favorable is because you're not there yet. Some favor is only recognized in the moment. Some favor is not there until you get there. There's no mention of favor in Potiphar's house until Joseph arrived. There's no mention of favor in that prison until Joseph arrived. There may be no mention of favor where God wants to take you until you arrive. And once you arrive, favor will find you. And favor will be manifested in your life.